This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Tyler Allgeier from BYU. Carl, he looks like a wrecking ball.
He does, man. And Tyler, first of all, welcome to the A, man. You're growing up. Who are you watching, and who do you attempt to try to run like?
Sure, I'll give it to Marshawn Lynch growing up, and then I watch Nick Chubb as of right now.
So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies. You know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nice job, Turtle. You will hear that interview in its entirety coming up. Tyler Allgeier talking about Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, and I'm not surprised, guys. I mean, maybe we take it for granted, but Nick Chubb's a hell of a running back, Mike.
Right?
He really
and
is.
A guy that it's funny because whether guys are watching him on TV or playing him on Madden or whatever, he just, you know, game recognizes game. We hope that Allgeier is going to be that guy. Like, in a perfect world, we can kind of rejuvenate the run game. And again, it's not going to work without the guys in front of him paving the way. But everything on his tape from BYU shows this guy gets yards after contact. I hate comparisons, you know, comps, as they say, Carl, because it gets expectations raised. But he does remind you of like a, you know, call him a poor man's Michael Turner.
Yeah, it's he runs hard, man. He does. That interview coming up in just a few minutes. Mike, there are people reporting, like our buddy Jeff Schultz, that the Braves have had issues at the team hotel in Milwaukee. The power went out this morning. There has been no hot water or little water pressure on most of the floors. And this is according to a couple of people who have knowledge of this. Now, this hotel, for those who are not familiar, is allegedly haunted. It's legendary.
Is that the Pfister?
It is.
Okay.
It's legendary in Milwaukee, and it's, you know, again, supposed to be haunted. The point is, this is the Brewers trying to sabotage our team. They're trying to make sure that we're worried about all this other stuff while we already have all these other things we're trying to deal with. Mm-hmm. Speaking of clutch hitting and runners in scoring position, now you've got issues at the hotel. Is that a coincidence?
No, I think we got bad juju, or Mike Budenholzer, again, upset that they got knocked out by the Celtics, decided to put bad mojo on another Atlanta team, Carl, and he went and apparently got down here in the basement with a monkey wrench and jacked things up.
That's weird.
I'll show them.
Yeah, I just, when I saw this, I was like, what? It is an inconvenience. It means nothing. Guys are going to go play. They'll be fine tonight. But, you know, again, you go back to the hotel, Mike, and if these issues are still persistent, you kind of look around and like, what's going on, right? I mean,
but
we got to check out.
For what it's worth, though, you just all you have to do is Google the Pfister Hotel, and you will see, like, right now, back in 13, Chris Johnson, Braves announcer, shared their opinion on several Braves players choosing not to stay at the hotel. Haunted Milwaukee Hotel spooks visiting major leaguers. Dodgers swear they'll never stay at Pfister again. Milwaukee Hotel freaked out three Major League Baseball players most recently. This is back in 2019. Carlos Martinez, I'm sorry, I can't sleep alone tonight. # ghost in my room.
Yes. Yeah,
Justin Upton, former Brave. From the minute I walk in there, I'm freaked out. The whole place, the creepy lights on the side, everything. I have to sleep with the blinds open and the lights on. Next time I'm finding another hotel and paying for it on my own, I can't sleep there.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, I want to stay there. I want to see if it's true. I don't.
Carlos Gomez, everything's scary. Everything in the hotel. The paintings, the pictures, a lot of old crazy stuff. No good, man.
Let me see. Like the eyes of a pitcher is moving?
I mean, I've never stayed because I honestly, as my witness, I've never been to Milwaukee, so I can't really speak on it. But what I mean, for those who have been, if you guys want to hit us up on our text line or on social media here, I mean, is it one of these like the Denver airport? Remember the new Denver airport they made? Mm-hmm. And it has like all the signs of the apocalypse and all sorts of there's crazy murals and there's all sorts of there's conspiracy theories that run amok on the new Denver airport. And I have changed planes there once to go to Vegas. And I got to admit, it's some freaky stuff. I mean, it's some really freaky stuff out there.
Yeah,
I can't speak to the Pfister.
I've never stayed at the Pfister. I've been to Milwaukee. I've never stayed there. But it is weird that these things keep happening, and now it's happening to our Braves. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. One of the things that we found out about Tyler Allgeier, one of our new rookie running backs, is he got lost at the airport when he got here, and we asked him about it.
Yeah, so I got off the plane. I had to use the restroom. I had to use the restroom hella bad, and then I ended up getting all my stuff, and then I'm over here. It said, like, I just saw a train, and I didn't look behind me or something like that. But I got on the wrong train, which went to other terminals, and then I asked this lady. She said, I said, hey, do you know where the baggage claim is? She's all like, just get out. Just get out. And then she just walked me to the tram, to the baggage claim, which was hella nice. And then I was just hella grateful for her, because if not, I would have been lost the whole time.
He would be the first person to be lost. You know, again, if you make the wrong turn, Tyler, and you see a pile of skeletons, those are people who never found them. Those are people on their way out of the airport. It's Tyler. Tyler Allgeier is with us. Hey, so you played high school football in California. Your journey to where we are now, you were a walk-on at BYU. Talk about that effort.
Yeah, she was the best offer out of high school. Preferred walk-on spot to BYU. Then I had a second offer, a half scholarship to another school, and then just loved the school when I went on my official visit, and then ended up just putting my head down, signing the paper, and getting to work.
Tyler, I watched a few of your games this year, and the one thing that jumps out at me is how hard you run. Who you mad at, bro? I mean, why you run with such aggressiveness? What's going on?
Hey, man, you gotta freaking hit them before they hit you. Honestly.
Can't argue with that.
The mindset I got.
Right?
You're just trying to run people over. Well, let's talk about this offense, because the scheme is different from what you ran at BYU, obviously. Tell us what you've gotten from rookie minicamp and what you think as far as how you are going to be able to contribute to this offense.
Yeah, sure. It all starts with learning the playbook. You know, it's a big playbook. I'm excited for what all the plays and the offense freaking has in store. But, you know, just doing my part, whether it's me going to be a starter or second, third string, or just playing special teams, just really just doing my part and just doing my thing, I would say.
It seems like you never had a problem toting the rock. I mean, are you a guy that they consider you a rhythm, you know, ball carrier? You need more touches to get in your flow?
Oh, you said what?
Do you need to get into a rhythm, and you need like what's a number of touches that get you feeling right? About 20?
Damn, shoot, hopefully. Okay. Damn, usually right when I get the rock and I just lay the hit, then I'm usually freaking all fired up, ready to go, shoot.
2 years of 1,000-yard season, 1,600 yards last year, Carl, on 276 carries, by the way. Hey, well, just while I'm talking about your resume at BYU, you guys had to play in one of the funnier or stranger college football games in a couple of years when you guys signed on to play Coastal Carolina. That was, remember that, Carl? We were talking about that. You had like a 4-day turnaround.
It was wild, yeah.
And you guys have to fly into Myrtle Beach. How weird was that for the Cougars to play in that one?
Man, that was crazy. But it was, yeah, it was literally what 4-day, 3-day turnaround. It was just literally like, well, what team we're going to play? And then they ended up coming up, and then we ended up going over there and freaking losing. Shoot. But it was a good game, though. Shoot.
You still sound mad, man.
Yeah. Unfinished business.
Hey, man, we won't talk about that game anymore, right?
I know. Well, you know what? I said, Coach and you know, your AD had some balls to pick that game up. A lot of people, you guys know this. Nobody wanted to play those guys, right? And you guys were like, we'll go play them. So that was a big deal at the time. We're talking with Tyler Allgeier, guys. Rookie running back for our Falcons here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Tyler, we've been talking about some of the other guys. Give us some insight. The last few days you've had the chance to spend with, you know, Drake London. You've had a chance to spend some time now a little bit with Ritter. Tell us what you sense.
Yeah, shoot. Freaking, they're all ready to work. You know, I ended up dorming with those two and Fitz. So it's been a good time. You know, every time we're – like right after practice, we over here just going over the playbook and stuff, just getting ready. you know, we all had a goal in mind, and that was just to be our best and just make a name for ourselves. So I think that's really what we all have in common, which is great to be around.
It's a great story. Anybody who's been following, as Carl said, watching the highlights, man, it's fun to watch. I know we've asked everybody else on the rookie class, what was your draft day like? Did you where were you when you found out you were going to be a Falcon?
Yeah, I was at home. I was at home with family and friends, and then getting that call, it was so surreal, just so much weight off my shoulders, shoot, for the most part. It was for sure a surreal feeling.
So who do you tailor your style after? You're growing up. Mm-hmm. Who are you watching, and who do you attempt to try to run like?
Yeah, you want like in the past or like currently in the NFL?
Give me all of it. I want it all.
You're playing Madden. Who is it?
Shoot, I'll give it to Marshawn Lynch growing up, and then I watch Nick Chubb as of right now.
Cool. Okay. That's what's up. Nick runs hard, man. He runs hard.
I know.
And Marshawn, I mean, when you cause an earthquake, enough said, right?
No, exactly. That's beast mode right there, man.
Well, hey, man, we're really excited that you're here. And, again, can't wait to see you in practice. By the way, so is Arthur, what has Coach Smith told you as far as you got a chance to compete for the starting job or just get out there and just continue just running people over?
Sure, yeah, just keep doing my thing, and whatever happens, happens. You know, literally just take it day by day, and, you know, just let the controllables, I think that's the thing, let the controllables be controlled, something like that.
Right. You down with it?
Listen, man, you've been studying the playbook for the last 3 days. It's all good. You don't have to be exactly right with the words, but we appreciate
we'll,
you.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, man.
Tyler Allgeier. Great stuff.
And guys are getting a kick, and we spoke with him live about, like, shoot and hella. It just is, again, young guys, it's a whole new part of the roster, and I hope these guys, again, as we said earlier, Carl, this will be called the bedrock we'll build on, and this will be a dude you can say, I remember the first interview, and then we'll see hopefully a Pro Bowl season. I mean, that's what the hope is. Only time will tell if these guys work out, but it's a new era, and there's a lot of good vibes up at Flowery Branch, it seems like, this week.
No doubt, guys. Most important story of the day coming up next.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
So what do you do when the best player on your team is not available and you want to be cautious with how you return him to the lineup? It's what the Braves are dealing with, guys. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't know, Mike, if the answer is just let's wait it out. Because a 10-day could turn into 10 more days, could turn into, you feel me. This could be something that doesn't necessarily go away. And listen, we always talk about this. I want you right now, unless you're driving, to reach the back part of your leg, okay? That hamstring area back there on the back part of your leg. And I just want you to feel that. And then think about running full speed and how that might bother you. Because that's what's going on with Ronald Acuna. And so, Mike, when we talk about, you know, the inside of your thigh, the back of your leg, depending on how it bothers you, who knows when he's going to be feeling completely 100%. I just think the Braves are going to play this safe.
You know, there was a couple of angles for this. You know, you and I said it. All right, if you have to worry about him in the outfield. And the thing was, it was almost like one canceled out the other, because by the first couple of days he was up in the show again, he was like running, stealing bases. We mentioned Snicker's comments about how he looked even faster going down the first baseline. So he looked fantastic, passed the eye test. Remember, he lost a few LBs from last year, you know, takes some pressure off those knees. So, I mean, the idea was, well, just then use him as a DH. And you're like, well, that's silly. Let's get him out there. But maybe in hindsight, they should have just used him as a designated hitter and perhaps then less wear and tear. And that's because the groin injury came from fielding, right?
It did. Yeah. And I just, you know.
I mean, I'll say it for the third time. I get it. We're all frustrated. The Braves aren't hitting. There's no clutch right now. You need Acuna out there every night to help spark it. But I can't fault the Braves for now shutting it down, because obviously you don't want, as you said, you don't want to be lingering for the rest of the summer. But again, how do you not say get him out there? We were all screaming to get him up. Let's go. He looks fine with the stripers. Let's rock and roll. Do you think you really think the Braves heard the word on the street? I mean, over their own medical people? No, they got their own medical people. Just this thing just happened.
I think it just happened, but I also think, Mike, that just like with the front office was being cautious about his rehab and not rushing him back, I also think that they were not off to the start they wanted. Listen, you're coming off of a World Series where the Braves Nation has been energized like never before. And then you start kind of The start wasn't, whoa, we're out the gate. Look, we're 9-1. Oh, look how we're pitching. Look how we're hitting. That wasn't the start. So I think with the Freeman trade, all right, and this is my theory. With the Freeman, not trade, but Freeman ending up in L.A., Freddie, that is, and now with the start, you had Ronald sitting there, and I think management was like, well, let's go ahead. He looks good. Let's get him up here. That's what I think happened. Because, Mike, they didn't have to rush him back, but then they decided to do it. And this has been my beef today and all weekend, is you guys did that, and then you put these parameters in place, and then you said he won't play a night game, you know, a day game after a night game, blah, 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 back-to-back games. And you broke your own rules. And then when this happens, it's, oh, we gotta make sure he's okay. You put him out there. When you put a guy like this out there, he's going to play full speed. So I think that all of that played into it. And if you want to blame me for lighting the fire, so be it. But I just wanted to see the best guy on this team.
I know. And
well,
now,
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Well, I mean, like you said, Snicker was the one. Because he might be faster than he was before he had the knee thing there. So, I mean, that was Snicker's own words. You know, I mean, I drew an extra chortle in there, but you get the idea. So, yeah, it's a very frustrating start. Some teams get World Series hangovers. I mean, it's funny because you're trying to diagnose the problem. Most Braves fans don't remember the last time they won the freaking World Series, okay? It was 95. Did we have a hangover 96? No. They should have gone back-to-back and beat the Yankees. So, I mean, and the nucleus for the most part is here. Rosario is not out there. Now, Rosario wasn't hitting a lick before the issue with the eyeball. You know, Duvall, I mean, he's below his regular average. You know, let's be honest, Austin Riley is way below his average. He's batting 300 all last year. So, at some point, and I know this, I apologize, I'm clutching for straws, Carl. But, I mean, if you follow baseball, you know that this team is way too talented to be this bad for the entire season. The question is, the Phillies just leapt ahead of you by a game. But the Mets, as we said with Graham McCauley, the Mets have come back to earth a little bit. They're playing 500 baseball the last 10 games.
The issue with Duvall is runners in scoring position, two outs. He's 2-for-12. That's .161. 67, excuse me. That's not good enough. Duvall's better than that. Austin Albies not that much better. When you talk about runners in scoring position and what his average is, he's 3-for-18 in those situations. That's not good. So it's not just about one guy, but the one guy that does spark this squad and light the fire is Ronald Acuña. Brian Snicker talked about learning how to play and being cautious with this situation.
Well, at his age, he doesn't know anything but full speed ahead. And, you know, God bless him. I mean, it's you know, like I said, I think he's done a good job of the routine ground balls and not overloading and you know, having a good feel for when he needs to turn it on. And but, you know, the base dealers, that's hard on them guys to be hitting the ground all the time and all that. And then you get hot and then you're on the bags. And
yeah, I mean, Snit knows that you can't put him out there, and if he's got a chance to get a fly ball in the outfield, that he's not going to run as hard as he can to get to it because it could be a game-changing play. That's just not how he plays. Snit knows he could go from first to home on a single that most guys would just get to second base because that's how he plays. So you knew this was the risk when you put him back out there. I just think you could have made this decision. We're paying for it now, and now we're in these big series where you go, okay, we need to win some of these. We didn't win over the weekend. Here come the Brewers. They want some revenge because we beat them. You could have done this and just allowed him to continue with the rehab stint and not rushed him back. But instead, that was the decision, and now this is where we find ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, again, he looked good, but now it is what it is. Meanwhile, the other thing, and you touched on the lack of clutch performance. You mentioned Duvall. We talked about all the guys, Albies. Everybody's to blame. You know, Olsen's had some bad at-bats. The other thing was Olsen, you know, he's a Gold Glove first baseman. Dansby's a really good, you know, fielding shortstop. The one thing, and, you know, Austin Riley, that's a really good fielding infield. It's one thing enough, Carl, when you can't hit, and then you throw in the defensive screw-ups where you're really hurting your pitching staff. And that was the other thing which compounded it in the two losses.
It did, man. The errors were ugly. Like yesterday specifically, and again, for those folks, Mike and I talked a little bit about the whole Peacock thing. The good news is that's not going to be a regular thing, but I think a lot of Braves fans felt cheated by, you know, I'm going to get the app. And, oh, now you want, what, $5 more or $6 or whatever it was. And then, you know, I probably may not even watch Peacock ever again. But I do get that part of it. But yes, Mike, the errors were a mess. You had three yesterday. Right now, guys, just to put this in perspective, and we're a better team than this too, 18 in 35 games. That's not good. That's not good. Last year, when we won the World Series, we had 71 for the year. There were only four teams that had less errors than we did. You're already at 18 in 35 games. So the numbers don't pan out to say, hey, we're going to be a great defensive team, when in fact we should be a better defensive team.
Yeah, man, there's enough blame to go around with everybody. The relief pitchers have not been, let me rephrase that. I mean, okay, Will Smith had a bad outing, but I mean, at some point, everybody on this team will get it in gear, right? Same question I asked Grant McCauley. It's a little bit of a repeat of last year without all the injuries. Now, Rosario was not here because of the eyeball thing. Last year was it pretty early in the season. We lost Travis d'Arnaud, and then, you know, obviously around the All-Star break, it was, you know, the big one with Acuna. It's just, it's a very strange – I think there's some uneasiness with Braves fans, but I think that, Carl, that uneasiness, it's also tempered by the fact that we looked awful last year and we still found a way to win the World Series. So maybe that's buying some goodwill.
I hope so. And, again, we don't know what AA is thinking about how he may maneuver before the trade deadline. But, you know, when we talk about what is our team, we should know when we get into June what our team is. And if you don't like that team, you've got a chance to change it like we did last year. Right now, it is still, well, they're figuring it out. We're going to get to a point next month, Mike. It's June. And we're going, okay, we're 3 months in, 3.5 months in, whatever it might be. We should know and have a feel for our team by the time we get to July 1st. And I just think that at that point, you know whether you need to make moves or not, and that's where we're going to be. But I'm hoping by then this team is hitting. I'm hoping Acuna is back. I'm hoping Charlie Morton does what he did over the weekend and look like Charlie Morton. I'm hoping Freed is shut down. Ian Anderson, maybe Strider is the guy all of a sudden now in this rotation, and the team looks different.
I guess the one thing you can feel good about, let's find some positives. Grant McCauley brought this up earlier, is Charlie Morton is finally looks like he's out of the weeds, right? He's had two good outings, so hopefully you feel a little bit better about Charlie. You know, I like Travis DeMeritt. He took an 0-for-5 the other night, but Arcia also is a guy that's, you know, for what it's worth, has been a pleasant surprise when he's out there. But, yeah, it's nothing like we expected it to be through the first quarter now, and almost – yeah, it's beyond the first quarter of the season.
All right, one other thing we do want to mention. We've got tonight's game winner coming up, but Mike and I want you to join us, if you can. For those folks who are at Dobbins Air Reserve Base, you'll be there. But next Tuesday, we're going to be broadcasting live from there for a special edition of Dukes and Bell from Dobbins Air Reserve Base. It's our inaugural Salute to the Troops military tour. Obviously, Memorial Day is approaching here at the end of the month. Brought to you by Hooters. There ain't no party like a Hooters catered party. So we're looking forward to it. Just a quick reminder, we'll be telling you more about it, but May 24th, man, we're looking forward to being out there at Dobbins. All right, Mike, what's tonight's game winner?
They're going to let me fly the plane, right? They're going to let me fly some planes up there? I want to...
You said you don't like to talk about your service.
I don't like to. I'm a naval. My call sign was Manatee. Squid Billy knows. I'm very modest about this. 15 confirmed kills. Anyway, game winner tonight, your favorite player who couldn't stay healthy. Not that we're intimating Ronald's not going to be able to stay healthy, but Chris, he put this little thought in my ear. So your favorite player can be any sport.
Wow.
But we got a couple of Hawks right now, like DeAndre Hunter. But a couple of guys, you loved his game, but the dude just couldn't stay healthy. 404-741-0929, a MASH unit-related game winner tonight on Dukes of Bell.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, man, a dude you love but couldn't stay healthy, and maybe a guy that the career never got off the ground because he couldn't stay healthy, or he just kind of broke down at the end. A couple guys already said on the text line, Julio, because they felt Julio was kind of nagging injuries. But, hey, their words, Carl, not mine. I did not say this. Let the record reflect. I did not say Julio Jones.
You know
other
what?
People.
You've not said anything bad about Julio since he left here. You know
there's
that?
There's nothing I can say. I mean,
no,
look,
there isn't.
The only beef I ever had with Julio and Matt was more touchdowns. As many as they, and I think they're like in the top 15 as far as quarterback to wide receiver combo. I just thought they should have been like, Peyton Manning to like, any of those receivers he had with the Colts, Marvin Harrison, you know, for once, or Reggie Wayne. Just for whatever reason, the red zone was the dead zone, including the big moments like that Eagles playoff game. That I sat there in Philadelphia in front of.
Well, listen, Mike.
Not that I'm bitter.
Yeah, it's one of those things where Yes, it sounds like we're piling on, but I think it's facts. I think what you said for years, guys just didn't want to own because they were our guys. But it was facts. It was true. So, all right, Julio, and I do agree with that. The last 3 years were a disaster as far as the injuries are concerned, right?
And it just happened to coincide with asking for the raise and then giving a guy, at that stage. It's one of those, it's easy to say we shouldn't have done it because only the Patriots don't do that. But, other teams may have said, nah, maybe not. To give a raise with 3 years left.
It was dumb, Mike. We know that. It was, man. I don't get it. It still bugs me. So either way, but that's a good one. All right, so Julio's on the list. Who else is on here?
I mean, now this is way, way, way too obscure, but there was my favorite. When the Mets were terrible when I was a kid, we had a catcher named John Stearns. Guy played football at Colorado, and he was a catcher for the Mets. He once shoved Dave Parker, tried to barrel him over at the plate, Carl. He basically got into like a two-point stance and threw Parker out of the on-deck circle. But the guy always was hurt. Always was hurt. Number 12. Later on went on to be a coach with the Yankees. But so again, you guys have no idea what I'm talking about because he was always hurt. So that's kind of what we're shooting for here. 404-741-0929. Squid, anybody here in Atlanta?
Well, there was a while here where Speedy Claxton sat on the Hawks bench for like 2 years, I felt like, where he never played. But one of my favorite guys I've ever been around was Sean Weatherspoon. Mm. And Spoon still lives in the city. I felt like Spoon could have been so much better because he was kind of that size and had that speed that kind of right. What we're seeing kind of brought in here, but Spoon just kind of got derailed a little bit with injuries, including the 16 season where he was on that team and had the Achilles.
He's such a good dude. Like I believe Sean is still around town because every now and again, see him in Buckhead.
Brookhaven.
Hey, man, Chris, what you got for us, man, the engineer?
Oh, my bemoan Jets. This guy was supposed to be the next coming of Darrell Revis, cornerback, Alabama, D. Milner.
Oh!
You can do a whole show on Jets injuries and such. That's
wow, that's a good one.
Byron Hanspard was a running back we had high hopes for with the Falcons. Blew his knee out in a preseason game. Guy from Texas A&M. Really good running back.
Remember the guy used to call into a game winner all the time and say, Byron Hanspard, no matter what.
I mean, I was on a date with this chick, and we're sitting, we had great seats, my original seats, right, in section 124. And Hanspard blows his knee out, and he's writhing in pain. And we're like, oh, and the girl was like, I don't know if it was her first football game, but she never wanted to go see another one after that because he was not feeling too good. All right, there we've set this miserable tone for tonight's game winner. Who's our first customer? Bryson. Hey, Bryson, a player you love, but the guy couldn't stay healthy.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I got two. They're no hometown, but they were, somewhat two of my favorite players when they were playing. But Percy Harvin. When he played with Seattle, when that Super Bowl kickoff return he had, but to never stay healthy. And my other one that I got RG3, Robert Griffin III. That was another guy that really wanted to see, dwell in this league. But those are my two right there.
Actually, Spoon is the guy that dropped RG3 on the sideline in a game against the then Washington Redskins.
Yeah,
dropped him like first period French.
Oh, he put it on him. He really did, man.
Oof. Hey, man, good start. It's our game winner brought to you by Ingles Low Prices. Love the savings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Next. Hey, Patrick, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I know he was successful, but my guy, I would love to put Ken Griffey Jr. in a room with Ronald Acuna and say what I wish I would have done to stay healthier longer. But the guy that could not put a Braves uniform on without breaking something or hurting himself was Mike Hampton.
Yes. Yeah, Mike Hampton was being paid – His salary, like
King's
like,
ransom.
Like three teams. The Mets were on the hook for it. I think the Rockies are on the hook for it. I mean, that's how it was. It wasn't as bad as Bonilla, but it was darn close.
Yeah, you're right. Hampy King. He was stealing money. Mike, your phrase. Right. He was stealing money.
From Homosassa Springs, Florida, Mike Hampton. Hey, man, it's our game winner tonight. Guys who couldn't stay healthy. Who's next? Willie. Oh, man, Willie. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man,
I grew up, I'm a Portland Trail Blazers fan. So, Brandon Roy, man, was my guy, man. He just could never stay up.
Brandon Roy.
Brandon Roy.
And Carl's guy, Greg Oden, that he sat on the plane with.
God. And you know what? I felt bad for him. He was so cool. Greg, I mean, we spent way more time than we needed to that day because he was on the plane that came and got us, that ended up taking us to Denver. But, Mike, I can't tell you, speaking of Greg Oden, how many people came up and they were super nice and nobody, not one person was like, yeah, too bad you was hurt your whole damn career because I was waiting for somebody to say it, but nobody did.
Good. Nobody was too overserved on that flight because you're right. Usually there's always some knucklehead. Hey, real quick, there is some good news. I presume it's good news for Georgia Tech. I do not follow Clemson recruiting, honestly, but I can tell you that Tyson Pumashon, who's a highly ranked quarterback, has transferred out of Clemson. I just saw on his Twitter page, a couple of Tech fans have hit us up on social media to say that looks like Coach Collins has got somebody in the pipeline, a quarterback.
So really?
We'll see where that goes. Yeah. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow when we do the dog and the college football report. Hey, man, it's our game winner tonight, a guy that you love but just couldn't stay healthy for your squad. Any sport. What do we got, Chris?
Xavier.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I would say that person has to be Bob Sanders, safety for the Colts.
Oh, good call.
I actually looked it up. Yeah. I actually looked it up while I was waiting. Any year that he played more than 14 games, All-Pro, Pro Bowl. Every other season, it was only two of those, by the way. Hmm. Every other season, they didn't play more than seven games.
Wow. Isn't that something?
It is.
Hey, Bo, go ahead.
That's a really good pull because if you guys will remember, their Super Bowl, the one Super Bowl, he got healthy right before the playoffs started, and their defense was significantly better in the playoffs, helped propel them to that Super Bowl run.
Yeah, by the way, you know, Chris Chandler always gets that knock as Crystal Chandelier. The dude, I will say this about Chandler. Nobody like Chris Chandler. He's a tough guy to love. He's a bit prickly. I watched that dude stay in the pocket, Carl, and get killed for about three seasons here in Atlanta. I mean, the dude would definitely look down the barrel of the gun. And I know it's not unfair. I'm just looking at the top. I'm looking at a list right now from Bleacher Report. Top 50 most injury-prone players.
Yeah.
Corey Maggette, Deuce Staley.
Ooh, Maggette.
Yeah. Some good names. On golf, I don't even think about it. Fred Couples always had issues with his back. And, it's Jim Nance's roommate from Houston. Sean Merriman from the Chargers. That's all-pro kind of player. Yeah, steroids did that. Hampton came in at 43, by the way, that the caller mentioned earlier.
Okay. Yeah, Merriman, what linebacker, right?
Yeah.
Linebacker? Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Wow.
Don't forget, guys, here, Parray Jerry. Now, I know everyone thinks that's a bust because it was, but I think he hurt his knee in like his second or third game, and Brandon, who listens to us all the time and tweets us, he brought it up. The guy was on fire when he came out of college, and then he was never the same after that knee injury.
Interesting. Guys say Gale Sayers, of course, that's always been the kind of the exemption of can you have a limited amount of career on tape and still be in the Hall of Fame, and Gale Sayers is that guy because it's almost like if it was a Barry Sanders whose career was cut short because he just couldn't stand playing for the Lions, but, he played more than Gale Sayers, but that's always been that measuring stick. Can you put those kind of numbers for 5 or 6 years and still make the Hall of Fame? All right, who's up next, Chris? Swede, hey man, a guy that was great, but he couldn't stay healthy.
Hey man,
hey man.
I got two of them for you. One was in any event an all time great, but I'd like to have seen what he could have done with good wheels, and that was Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, man. The famous story about Joe DiMaggio calling him off on a fly ball.
Another one is Andrew Luck.
Yeah, but that one is so strange because
it is.
And look, no one's ever going to question Tom just because playing quarterback is the most difficult position in all of sports. But you're friends with his dad. What is the legacy of Andrew Luck now that we're a few years removed?
Well, I actually spoke with him a while back. He's chilling. He's got kids, and I just think, Mike, the legacy part of it is coming into the league. He was as highly touted as John Elway coming into the league. That's not me talking. That's NFL people saying he had all. And remember, he comes in. They let Peyton go. They go to the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, he was a dude. The injuries, though, just the pain he was dealing with. From my understanding, He just didn't want to deal with it, Mike. Mm. And so he gave up a lot of money, guys.
Right.
He gave up a lot of money to walk away.
Mickey Mantle comes in at number one, by the way, and he had multiple knee surgeries. And just like with Joe Namath, they couldn't do the surgeries like they do now, where you'd be able to bounce back and imagine what Mickey could have been. But other guys that make the top 10, you sat next to Greg Oden. Really good pull. Kerry Wood, who was going to be the next, Roger Clemens. And then his career got derailed. Kirk Gibson was always banged up. Steve McNair. And another one, again, this is for hockey fans, so I'll mention it briefly. Eric Lindros was going to be the next big thing, and he flamed out because he was always banged up. But anyway, Sam Bradford's not on that list. I know, that's called highway robbery. That's a different category for that one. But anyway, good job, man. Good pull tonight on our Ingles game winner.
All right, let's get out of here and clear out, throw!
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for...
Let me clear my throat.
On Sports Radio 92.9. Oh!
Hey, shout out to Tyler Algier. We have big expectations for this young man. He seems very cool, hungry, and he wants to learn. He says, listen, all these guys, he said, I had the room with Fitzpatrick, the kid from Georgia. That's our tight end that we drafted. He talked about Drake London and Ritter. Everybody's hungry. That's good news for us, Falcon fans. We need that new hunger and that energy. So he came on. If you missed the interview, go online, odyssey.com. Also, thanks to Grant McCauley, Braves reporter, and our man, Jason Longshore. Mike, we didn't mention it throughout the course of the show, but Atlanta United with the draw yesterday. Yeah. I just felt like we saw what this could be with two of the biggest stars on this club.
Yeah, I mean, guys, they're scoring. We know we're going to be giving up some goals, and like we don't have a goaltender who's as good as Brad. And, it's one of those things. But we do have a really fun offensive punch, and we may get Joseph back sooner than later, according to a team manager, Pineda.
All right, guys, coming up, stay tuned. 7 o'clock, our man John Tucker is going to make sure that he's got a lot on his mind. It's going to happen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tomorrow, more about the Braves. Let's see what happens tonight. We'll be talking about it with you starting at 2 o'clock. Hey, Chris, we call him Turtle. Great job behind the glass as always. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, go think back to last year's football season on Sunday Night Football. Does anyone remember anything Drew Brees said? Exactly. NBC cutting bait on the Saints quarterback. No one debates what he did on the gridiron, one of the greatest to ever dress out. And he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, but it got sideways with NBC. They're parting ways. There's some talk he may go to Fox. He did not like being in that sort of analyst role where you're kind of just talking for 2 seconds, during timeouts or during halftime. Maybe he gets a shot as a color commentator, but not everybody can make that transition from superstar athlete to superstar announcer. And it'll be interesting to see how Tom Brady does it next year.
That's a great point. A few years back, friend of mine said, man, you got to go down and check out this food truck. The food truck was Slutty Vegan. It's owned by Pinky Cole. And I want to give Pinky Cole a big shout out because she has expanded her business from a food truck. She's got a spot now at Ponce. They're talking about expanding into Brooklyn, New York, and Birmingham. They're going to, they got a store in Athens, a restaurant. If you've never had it, all right, and I'm just telling you, we tell you about great places. It's amazing. But here's the thing. Pinky Cole spoke at Saturday's commencement at Clark Atlanta University. And she said to all the graduates, I'm giving you all an LLC. We talk about leaving college and getting something that's of value. Every one of those college graduates left as potentially a small business owner.
Nice.
Pinky Cole, you're amazing. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
You're also day-to-day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.